This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Rice Lake Area School District is inviting residents to participate in their local Empty Bowls event this week. The eighth iteration of the annual event will be held on Thursday at the Rice Lake High School cafeteria from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. The funding raised at the event will go towards the district's Feed Our Kids backpack program, which provides students with non-perishable and easy-to-make foods to take home over the weekend to combat hunger and guarantee kids are having their nutritional needs met when they don't have access to school meals. A Bayfield County Meals for Seniors program has received $10,000 in funding to address gaps in emergency food supplies. The North Lakes Community Clinic 100 Who Care Ashland and Bayfield Counties awarded the funds to the meals program after it won a community vote held in September. The program had previously been based at Northland College before the school's closure this year. The Bayfield County Department of Human Services now offers the program in partnership with the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he will appeal the Trump administration's denial of the state's request for $26.5 million of assistance following severe weather in August. According to a press release, Governor Evers received a letter from FEMA stating that while the impact of the severe weather was significant, the agency had determined that funding through the public assistance program was not warranted. Governor Evers says the denial of federal assistance delays recovery efforts and sends a message to Wisconsin's communities that they are on their own. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to attend one of the various educational events this week honoring International Bat Week. According to a press release, four of the eight species of bat found in Wisconsin are considered threatened, but officials say conservation efforts over the past decade have helped the state's native bat populations begin to rebound. Event locations and tips for helping the bat population from home, like building your own bat house or using native plants in your yard, are available on the DNR website. Healthy Washco is inviting area residents to participate in an upcoming training program for mental health first aid. The organization will offer the program in partnership with the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Division of Extension Health and Well-Being Institute. The program seeks to teach residents how to identify when somebody is experiencing a mental health or substance abuse crisis and how to best support them. A youth mental health first aid course will be held on November 7th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Washburn County Services Building in Shell Lake. Construction on a significant expansion project at Tamarack Health's Ashland Medical Center is now well underway. The $14 million project is currently expected to wrap up in the fall of 2026 and will more than double the clinic's capacity for primary care services. When finished, the renovated facility will feature an additional 28,000 square feet and 21 exam rooms to address a critical shortage in primary care options. Officials are also reminding residents that the main hospital entrance off Maple Lane will be closed during construction. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to crack down on excessive speeding on Wisconsin's roadways. The proposed bill would allow judges to force individuals with multiple excessive speeding violations to install a speed limiter device, which uses GPS data to track the speed of the vehicle compared to area speed limits. If the vehicle is driving too fast, the speed limiter would gradually slow it down until it reaches the posted speed limit. The speed limiter program would work similarly to the interlock device program currently in place. The St. Croix Valley Foundation has announced the launch of a new grant program for nonprofits serving the western Wisconsin and eastern Minnesota region. The Nonprofit Capacity Building Grant Program will distribute $3.5 million of funding to help area nonprofits become more efficient and sustainable. Officials say nonprofits in the area are under heavy strain, facing persistent staffing shortages with limited budgets and turnover in leadership positions. More information on eligibility for the grant funding is available on the St. Croix Valley Foundation website. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers have introduced legislation aimed at expanding access to information on menopause. The bill would require the Wisconsin Department of Health Services to create an online resource page and pamphlet about menopause. According to a National Institutes of Health study, over 75% of women across the country believe menopause education should be taught in schools, similarly to education on puberty. Actress Halle Berry also spoke in support of the bill as part of a nationwide tour to promote menopause education. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents to continue taking steps to protect themselves against mosquito bites this fall. According to a press release, the reminder comes following a positive Eastern equine encephalitis virus test in a Marathon County horse. There have been no human cases of the virus so far this year, but October is usually the most common time for humans to be infected. Mosquito activity will continue until there's a hard frost, meaning temperatures stay below 28 degrees for at least four straight hours. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers shut down the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers beat the Steelers 35-25. Green Bay fell behind 16-7 at the half. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, when we came in the locker room at halftime, you know, the message was that we just weren't finishing. We weren't executing our plays and we weren't locked in on doing the everybody's 111. So, you know, there's plays being made and I think we just weren't executing those and we weren't able to stay on the field. So, you know, I think the first half went by really fast for us as an offense. We had one scoring drive. And so I think the message was just do your job, lock in, and execute.
At one point, Love had completed 20 consecutive passes. Aaron Rodgers on why the Steelers' offense stalled in the second half.
Yeah, we had too many penalties, too many negative yardage plays, and then I wasn't accurate enough on third down, and we weren't creating enough space. But we'll look at the film, and you know, we'll get better, and we got a good team coming in next week.
NBA, the Bucks with a loss on the road to the Cavaliers, 118-113, despite Giannis with 40 points. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.